Viter in Shasper and Dav Chaf Beis, picking up on Chafavim Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up, next part of the Mishnah. We're going to be dealing today with how we break up certain aliyos when we have different holidays that we read. And with a couple of sprinklings of other ideas, let's begin. So, the Mishnah had said, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shamoid Korin Arban, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed read four aliyos. We get four people to come up to the Torah. Now, I'm going to point out something which you're about to see in 1 second. We're not allowed to start an aliyah in the beginning of a parsha within the first three pesukim. You could start the first pasuk. You can't start from the second pasuk or the third pasuk. And we're not allowed to finish within three pesukim of the end. Important rule to be familiar with. Now, when we say a parsha, we don't mean like Bereshis Noach, Lech Lavayech, Sarah told us, etc. Or we're now in Shmos Ve'er, Bo B'Shal Chisam Mishpatim. I'm just flexing now. But rather, what we mean is samachs and peis, ideas and concepts. When there's a samach or a pei in the Torah, then it gives us a concept. And now the question is, Parshas Rosh Chodesh Kesed Karnasa. How do you read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh? It's because we know we read, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael martol, em es b'nei lachmi lishai. And there's eight psukim in that idea, in that parasha. So now, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael martol, em es b'nei lachmi, dahavin tamani psukim, there's only eight psukim there, heichi navin. How do you want to do this? Nikri trei, talasa psukim. If you want to get the first guy to do three psukim, that's fine. Second guy to do three psukim, now we just finished within three of the end, there's only two psukim left. Pashalu trei, ve'in misharin b'parasha. You don't leave over less than three psukim. You have to at least have three psukim left over in an idea. Rashi says, "Lekaman the first time." We're going to explain. Ve'in maschilin nami lekaman. I'm reading alone the first time. Like we said, Rashi don't start. Like I mentioned before in our intro, you don't start in aliyah within the first three psukim unless it's the very first one. So then, what do we do? Nikri arba arba. We're going to have the first two guys go ahead, and the first one reads four, and the second reads four. Then pashalu shiva. The thing that we actually lean, if you take a look, it's in Bamidbar Chaf Ches, Psukim Aleph through Tes Vav. The first eight Psukim are one idea. Then we have the next two Psukim, and then we have another five Psukim. So now we're saying that if you read four and four, then you're going to left over with what? Poshul Utre, Vein Bisharim Parashat Bechazah. We will, if we, again, Nikri Arba Arba, if you read 4-4, then Poshul Shiva lives over 7 psukim, of Yom HaShabbos, Havin Trey, of Rosh HaChachim, Havin Chamisha. One has 2 psukim, one has 5. So, Hechi Navid, how do you want to break this up? If, let's say, the third person, you're going to go and say, Nikri Trey Meha, V'chad Me'anach, let him read 2 from this one, and now 1 from the next one. So they'll finish off those 2 psukim, and then the last 5 psukim will read 1 from there. Beep, turn the page, Chaf Beis, but in Maschilim Parsha Pachusa, Pachos Mishlosh Psukim. Then the next guy we're going to have a problem with. Sorry, even this guy there's a problem. You know why? Because in Maschilim Parsha, you can't go into and begin a Parsha without saying 3 psukim in that Parsha. What's going to be the issue? The issue is someone's going to walk in, and they're going to come in a little bit late, see him read only 1 pasuk or 2 psukim there, and then think you're allowed to read 1 or 2 psukim from a parsha. So likri tre maho tosa behach. So what do you want to say? Number 3 should go ahead. The third aliyah should read the 2 psukim and then read 3 of the next one. But now we have a problem because pashul tre, you're leaving over 2. And we're not allowed to read only those 2, so we bit of a problem. What are we going to do? So, Amar Lo, he says, Zulo Shemati. You know, I don't know. I never heard how to answer the question by Rosh Chodesh, but Kayotzim Shemati heard something very similar to this. The Tanan that we learned in a Mishnah. My friends, this should look familiar for those who have been with us, because this is a Mishnah. And Tainis Chavav, towards the end of Tainis, 5 blot from the end. But Yom Rishon, the time we learned in a Mishnah. This is talking about the Ma'amados. We know that when the Kohanim would go and bring the Karbonos, there were people that were involved with Maimid, where they would be standing watching it, as the Pasuk says, Tishmeru, that we have to have people over watching over the Karbon itself. So we had split up, Klal Yisrael split up into 24 different Ma'amados, similar to the Mishmaros that we have split up with the Kohanim. And there were some that were in the Beis Hamikdash, and some that were in their towns, and they had fast days, and they would read from the Torah. And the Mishnah says, Bayom Rishon Bereishis, Vihirakiya, they would read Bereishis and until the psukim of Vihirakiya, which ends up happening, if you take a look over there, and we're going to see now, there's 5 psukim in one and 3 psukim in the other, which is a bit of a problem, right? Because it's 5 and 3, so the 3 is no problem at the end. The 5 is a problem. How do you split it up? Vatani alone, we said on that. So what do we do? Bereishis b'shnayim, Vihirakiya b'echad. we split up Bereishis, which is five psukim amongst two people, and Hirakia with one person. And we frak the kasha. Bishlam Hirakia Be'achav, we understand the last one with one person because the last psukim have it, because it's three psukim. Ela Bereishis Bishnayim, how do you split up Bereishis into two people? Chamish psukim have it, it's five psukim. Chamish psukim have it. Ela Bereishis Bishnayim, how are you going to do two people if Bereishis is only five psukim? De Vitanya, we learned in Abraisa. We think we changed this to Tanawa, Yeah, but this is the mission we just saw. Someone who goes ahead and they read in the Torah, lo yifchos mishlosh psukim, don't do less than three psukim. So what are you going to do? The itmar Allah, you know what he said? Machlokas, Rav Amar Dolik, Ushmul Amar Posek. Rav says, I'll tell you what to do. First guy reads psukim 1, 2, and 3. The second guy reads psukim 2, 3, and 4, 3, 4, and 5. In other words, repeat the last pasuk. So it's 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, and you have each has three psukim, and we're good. Shmuel Amar Posek, nah, just read 1, 2, and 2 and a half. In other words, read the third pasuk, half of it. And the next time, the next pasuk, you should read half of it, and then 4 and 5. Rav Amar Dolig, my time Shmuel Amar Posek. Why did Rav say Dolig, but not Posek? Why doesn't he agree? Hey, isn't it a good idea just to split it? So he says, Kasavar kol psukat lo paski Moshe anan lo paski lo paskin le. What? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't split it. We're going to go ahead and split such a thing. We don't play like that. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel says, paskin le, we do split it. I, if I'm Rabbi Chananya, Kura. We know that Rabbi Chananya, who was a Kura, he was a... This, by the way, is a direct quote from, this is all in Tainus. He was a, we said over there that he was a Baal Mikra, and he was a Bucky in reading, and he also taught the kids. Tzar Gadol Hayali, Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Gadol, it was not Pashut for me, Chananya, to get permission from Chanina to go ahead and to split psukim. Vlohiter li livsuk elul tinokos shabes rabban. He only allowed me to do it because when I was trying to teach the kids the psukim, it was too much to teach these long psukim, so I had to split it up. Holu the slime, but his students, since I'm trying to go and teach them, they let me do it. But otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to split it. So how can you do this by my mother? So go and split it. Says Gemara, no, hasam time am I. What's pshat that we allowed to do by the kids? Bishon lo efshar, we're stuck. There's no other way. Hachan ami lo efshar, here too, we're stuck. So therefore, we allowed to go ahead and split it. Shmuel Amar Posek, my time alone, and Shmuel says that we split it. Why don't you just say, go back? You read 1, 2, 3, then 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, then 3, 4, 5. Go back, read it again. Gzer Mishom, and Achnasim Mishom, Ayotzim. We have a Gzer because of those who are coming in and those who are leaving. Same issue that people are going to come and see you reading in the and ending in the wrong place, starting in the wrong place, and we have a problem. Mesa effect, we've got Akasha, we have a Braisa. Parsha Shashisha Psukim Karnasa Bishnaim. The Braisa says, that if you have a parsha that's six psukim, split in two, right? Go ahead and split in two. Shel chamisha psukim biyachid. If it's five, one person reads it. Kara rishon shlosha, hasheni kara shnayim miparsha zu ve'echem miparsha cheres. If you happen to do it that the first guy read three, then the second one, three out of five, then hasheni kara shnayim miparsha zu ve'echem miparsha cheres, and read one more from the next parsha. V'yishomim shlosha. Some say that what you should do is read three into the next parsha. You don't do less than three psukim. Now, v'imis, and if it's really true, that whole discussion we said before, Rav and Shmuel, so l'manda amar doleg nidlok, u'lamanda amar posek nivsok. Why are you saying that you read three and then you should go ahead and then read two and then another three or two, then another one? Why don't we just say that the next guy should read three, four, five, or the next guy should read only half? Why don't we do it like that? Says, no, shiny hasam de'ef shabahachi. The reason in Rosh Chodesh we don't just do this also, just read into the next thing, the next parsha, you know, into the next concept that comes up, is because it's nothing to do with the concept of what we're reading right now. And the Mamados also is that there's a certain concept or idea that they were discussing, they were thinking about. So therefore, those ideas, you can't go into somewhere else. You have to either be Dolig or Posek. But when it comes to this, when it's a regular reading, so it's okay. It's all considered of the inyan of the day, and you're allowed to go ahead and go into the next parsha. Shani Hassan, the Efshe Ba'alchi, you're able to do it, but by here you're not able to, and that's why we make sure that you actually do Doleg or your Posek. I'm Rabbi Tachman, I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Halacha ki Yesh Omrim. The halacha is like the Yesh Omrim, when it said if you have five and you read three, the next one you read two, and then three into the next one, because you don't read just one into the next one. Just like you can't start in less than three psukim,
In other words, once you start it, you can't stop within those first three. So you can't leave over at the end less than three psukim. You can't, if there's three psukim left, you could stop there, but you can't stop if there's two psukim or one pasuk left. So it's like, all right, pshita, obviously. Let's take a look. Hashta uma ischalta. When we're talking about to go ahead and starting the idea, when you start, you're going into something and starting it. So the Tanakamo is machmir and the Yeshomrim. I'm sorry that the Tanakamo is mekel and the Yeshomrim were machmir. The Tanakamo said you could do one pasuk and the Yeshomrim said no, you got to do three. Then by Shior leaving over the Machmir Tanakama, where he's Machmir, lo kol shekein dachmir yoshomim, of course the Yishomim are going to be Machmir and say that you got to be within three. So like what Shaychus, why you have to say this out? Obviously everyone's going to say that you're not allowed to leave over three psukim. Says Gemara, no. Ma'un de tema nechnasim shchichi yotzim lo shchichi, the manchi sefer Torah v'nafki. Really, we would have this issue arise when it comes to people coming in late. People coming in late, and that's when you already started. But yotzim lo shchichi demanchi sefer Torah v'nafki. So we're not worried to leave over three psukim at the end, because everyone's going to see that they read a certain amount of psukim over there. Because no one's going to leave the sefer Torah as it's open on the bima. Very bad news doing that. Mr. Bruce says really bad things. Don't leave while the sefer Torah is open. Kamash malah, never hesitate. Nope. In this case, also you have to be careful that people might leave early. Chalila. V'tana kama maishna shiure delo. We see that he was mekel about starting within three psukim, but we say like you're allowed to go into the next one as long as you, even if you're within three psukim, but you're not allowed to end the parsha within three psukim. My Tana Kama, my Shta Shiri Delo. Why? Mishum Yotzim, because people who are going to walk out. So hold on, Askulinami is there. Mishum Echnesen shouldn't be worried about also starting because of people that are going to be coming in late. And then he's going to see, you read the first pasuk or the second pasuk, and then you stop there. He's going to think that that's what, why aren't you worried about that? It's Gemara, Amri Manda Ayel Shiyuli Shail. The person's coming in, he's going to ask. He's going to say, like, what's going on over here? Why do you read only one pasuk? It's Tupsukim. Therefore, the Fika Chichmir Yesh Omer Ba'aschala. I read the wrong Rashi. Forget what I just said. The next one. Shiyuli Mashal Kishi Yishma Shakara Shaini Shalosha Mikros Vairishon Lokara Miparshazu Elushtaim Yishal Hechkara Rishon Shnei Psukim. How could he read only two Psukim? Valioser. Viomelo Shakara Miparshal Yonah. No, he read from the other one, so don't worry about it. But when a person is going out, he's not going to ask anything. So it's going to be a problem. That's why he's more machmir at the end. Shalach Rabbi Breda Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Hilchasimai, what is halachos when it comes to the, we are in the ma'amados now. In reference to the ma'amados, how do we go and how do we split it up? Rav Shmuel, do we say that we go 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, or 1, 2, and then half of the third pasuk, and then half of the third pasuk, and then 4 and 5. Shalach lehilchasa, this is the lach, is dole, you go back, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, emtsoi dolgin, and it's the third one that goes back, the middle one that goes back, so the one who gets shani or levy. Zok, the next part in the Mishnah, zak, klal, kol, sheish, bo, musaf, anytime there is a musaf. The Mishnah had said, any time that you have Musaf, and there's not a Yontif, then you read 4. Yontif, 5, Yom Kippur, 6, Shabbos, 7, yeah. Right? Okay, so now, Zokt the Haile Gemura. Ibailu, Ibailu. Tainis Simur Bekama. What about a Tainis Sibor? Now remember, we don't like to add too much. We don't like to have Haftorahs on work days because people are working, and Shabbos Minchah, we don't like to do it because people have been learning the whole day. But what about when you have a tinus? Tinus, how much do you read? Rosh Chodesh and Moed, the Ika Carbon Musaf, Arba, Rosh Chodesh and Moed, which we have the Carbon Musaf, we read 4. Aval Hacha, the Leka Carbon Musaf, low. We only do 3. Odilma Hacha, Nami Ika Musaf Tfila. Maybe over here, there is an extra Tfila that we have. What's that extra Tfila? The Tfila is Aneini, Aneini, Hashem. Aneini that we go and we add in to the tefillah, and therefore maybe it should be 4, because it's like Musaf. Tashima, Tashima, Baba. Let's take a look. B'Rosh Chodeshim v'Chol Shamoi, Karin Arba. On Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, read 4. Ha, but Tainis Heber Gilma. What does that come to imply? Then a Tainis Heber, you would only read 3. I mean, that's pretty much our Mishnah straight up. Says Gemara, Emar Eisha. Well, let's take a look at the Reisha. B'sheni v'chamishi b'Shabbos b'mincha karen gimel. We said on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos and mincha number three. Why? So what is that? What's the inference there? Ha'tanasib arba. Tanasib should do four. Ella meha lekel mishamine. So rather from our mishnah, we're not able to go figure out because the mashmos work both ways. So Tashma, let's try from another place. Do Rav ikla the bubble b'tanasib Rav. One time he came to a bavel on a tainis tzib, or it was a fast day. Kam kara b'sifra. He got up and he got an aliyah. Pasach baruch chasim v'lo baruch. When he started, he said the bracha on the Torah, and when he finished, he didn't say the bracha. Nafal kuli alma an payu v'rav lo nafal al pay. Everybody fell down on their faces, and he did not fall down on his face. This is talking about Tachanun. We're going to get to that at the end of Amud Beis. Michti, Rav B'Yisrael Kar. When did Rav, what was Rav reading? What Shaliyah did he get? He was getting Yisrael. So it wasn't a Kohen, it wasn't a Levi. So my time, Hasam, Chasam V'lo Baruch. Why is it that he didn't go ahead and make a bracha achroina? We learned in our Mishnah that the first person that gets Aliyah, he goes and starts, and the last person he finishes and says the after bracha. And then we saw that in nowadays everyone does both the beginning and the end, but seemingly at this stage we're still going to that custom, even though we're going to see that's not true. So my time, Hasam Labaruch, why didn't he go to make the bracha achroini? Must be because he held that there was another aliyah to be said afterwards, and that's why he didn't go ahead and say the after bracha, because we see that from this that a fast day you actually go ahead and you read a fourth. Says the Gemara, lo. Rav Bekahanikra, really, he got the Kohen Aliyah. Aye, the Ha Rav Huna Kari Bekahani. As Rashi points out, is Maseches Gittin, he would get Rav Huna, even though he wasn't a Kohen, he would also go get Kohen because he was a Chashev a person, and they gave Kohen a Chashev a Zach, and Rav also, he got Kohen. So therefore, he said the first, the opening bracha, but he didn't say the end bracha, so you don't have a Raya from here. It says, Gemara Bishlam Rav Huna, Kari Bekahani. I understand Rav Huna, even though he wasn't a Kohen, he actually read from Kohen, Taha Filu Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Tekani Chashiv, Dar Yisrael, even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were chushive kohanim eretz yisrael, michav kaifi le Rav Huna. They were lower themselves to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the man. It was the top of the top. So therefore, he would go ahead. He was more chushive than even the top kohanim. El rabbit Rav, ha'yikashmol de kohanah hava udvar alei. Rashi says that we have Ben Arda, Shehumi Medina's Bavel, to Kahanaho, who is a Kohen. V'davar Yilavei means Nog Hoya Leo Slamayla Merav, because the Mirin Perak Merubal, we find in Bavakama, Rav, La Oya Lakame, the Shmuel. So we see that he shouldn't have behaved in such a way if he was in Shmuel's domain. And for the Gemara, slow down over there. Shmuel Nami Mechav Havikayev Leila Rav. Shmuel would also lower himself to Rav. The Rav who David Le Kovan, it's really Rav who would give him Kovan. Rashi says, the Rav who David Lahai, the Adber Ale Kovod, he would give to him Kovod, Hava Ovid Le Mishum, the Lighty Rav, the Shmuel, the Low Lukmay B'nei B'Masech Shabbos Perach Shmuel Neshratzim. Really, it came out, we see from the Gemara, that Rav, he once gave Shmuel a curse that he shouldn't have any children. He didn't feel so good about it, so what he did was he gave him more kavod, but really Rav was the man. V'chi ovid lay b'fun of him. When did he give him this honor? Only was in front of him. Shol b'fun of lo ovid lay, but it was in front of him. He didn't give him the honor, and therefore, since that's the case, he can now go ahead and he can get the kohen. In fact, I've said the Gemara, hachinam istaber the Rav b'kahani kra. Okay, so now it also makes sense to say that Rav got kohen. Disakatayt chabi Yisrael kar, because you want to say Yisrael lifoneh my time abarich. Why would you say the bracha beforehand if you're the third aliyah? We said only the kohen should do it, not the third one. La'achat noskos no lav dafkos la'achat takana. Because we're talking about after the takana that everyone should make the bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Frankly, what do you mean? Then let him say the bracha achrona also. It doesn't make any sense. It says, no, shiny heicha de Yosef Rav, the male Eili. When Rav is in town, we know that people, maybe they're going to end up showing up late. People can still come up late. They don't know that he's there. Beep, turn the page. Chaf beis, zama beis. Mevik lo navki. But no one's leaving shul early when Rav is there. And since the whole reason why the takana of saying before and after is because people are going to walk in early and leave late, I'm sorry, walk in early and leave early, and now people may walk in late, so therefore he has to make the first bracha, and also if he's the Kohen, he makes the first bracha, but he doesn't have to go ahead and say the last bracha because we're not worried about people walking out and not seeing the next of the brachas. Everyone's going to go ahead and actually see that, and everyone's going to actually make the brachas afterwards, and they're going to see it because no one's leaving early. Chalila, not in front of Rav. Halavai is like the Gemara in Brachos. We should have the fear of Shamayim and of Hashem like we do of people. Wow. But Vaita, we don't have a proof now about the tiny shtickle about if you do four over there. Toshima, Toshima. So let's try another angle. Zeklal, kol sheyesh bo bitul malacha la'am. Anything which is going to be bitul malacha, keep going. Tiny sibor v'tisha b'av korin gimel. What does that mean? That they're going to be working. They're working that day. Since they're working that day, we don't want to take away from their ability to actually work. Rashi says, Shemut ha-malacha, rov tainas sibur mutar ba-malacha chutz mishal gishamim emtsoim acharonim. If you recall from tainas, Mishachas tainas. V'tishbav, nami mutar ba-malacha el b'makom shalagum. Now, so keep going, tainas sibur v'tishbav, koran gibba the B3 in order to not to be tircha. V'shein lo b'tom malacha la'am, but if there's no b'tom malacha la'am, keep going, Rosh Chodashim v'chol ha-shamoid, like Rosh Chodesh and chol ha-moid. Rashi points out that women are nog ain't bo bit the malacha kol kach shein anashim osas malacha b'hem, because women don't work on those days. You also find that in Maseches Rosh Hashanah brings out that point. And it's a day which we do less work on. Also Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to work on that unless it's something which is davar ovid. So Karim Dalad, then we go and read Dalad because it's not considered such a tircha. Shema Mina, what do you learn from here? We learn from there. On a regular fast, you would only take three people, like it says straight up. If it's regular fast, then we don't put four. Amar Avashi, Ivana veho anan lo tanan hachi. But anan, we lo tanan hachi. We don't learn this in our Mishnah. It says, Zeh klal, kol sheyesh bo, sheyesh, kol yom, sheyesh bo, musaf, eino yom tov, karen arba. We read four, lasu imai. What's it coming to include when it says kol? Whenever it uses lashon, sorry, zeh klal. When it says zeh klal, what's it coming to include? Lav lasu y tiny sibor of tishbav. Is it coming to include tiny sibor and tishbav? Sounds like this should be included. There should be four. Says the Gemara. No, ulerev ashi masnisin mani. According to Rav Ashi, it's just trying it out to include it in his hakol. When it says, I'm sorry, Zach Klau is coming to include it. Who is their Mishnah like? Lo Tanakama v'lo Rabbi Yossi. Then it doesn't work out like either the Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya is the only Tanabraisa we're going to see right now. Their opinions. Chalios b'sheni v'chamishi. Let's see if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or on a Thursday. What do we do? Karin Gimel, Maftir Echad. You read, the Tanakama says you have three people, not four, three, and Maftir. B'ashish y'revi, Kar Echad, Maftir Echad. If it falls out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, then you have one person reads and one goes ahead and does the Aftorah. I says, Akari, who have you after? That's the same one. Rabbi Yossi, he says, the Olam Karin Gimel Maftir Echad, you always read three and one Maftir. So, what do you see nonetheless? It comes out from this that nobody here is saying that you do four. The Ella, Kasha, Zeklal. But then the question is, what do you do with the fact that it says Zeklal? Zeklal seems to include it, and that Bryce seems to exclude it, in which case we're kind of stuck. What are you going to do now if it doesn't mean that we're including seemingly a fast day, Tisha B'Av should be included in this. So it's going lo, lasui Rosh Chodesh u'moed. It's coming to include Rosh Chodesh and Moed. Those are the days you call for. In fact, Gemara, what? How behead you, Katanula? It says straight up. That's exactly what it says. It says that Zeaklal, and it says straight up Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed. So it says Rosh Chodesh and Moed, Karin Arba. It's Gemara, Simana be'alma yoiv. It's not, although normally when it says Zeklal, it's coming to add something else, it's actually in this case just a simen, not to make a mistake in another circumstance. The lo tami yom tov v'chol shamoid ki adad dininu. You shouldn't come to think that yom tov and chol shamoid end up having the same amount of people that are called up for each other. So that's why it says that, but don't think it means actually we're adding to that the days of fast days. Elena kotai kol v'yadach, you should take this general rule in your hand. Know the following rule. A throwback to Shabbos, we had this in Shabbos, of Kuf Mem Zayin. Kol de tafi le milsa mechavre, tfei le gavri yisera. Anything that has something extra on it, any day which has something extra, you actually add a person to the reading itself. Rashi says, kol yoma odev davar mechavre, there's something more, you add to it. Hilkach, therefore, Barosh Chodesh, Umoe, the Ika Karban Musaf, Karban Arba, you read four. Biyom Tov, the Asa Vesis Malacha, Chamisha, then you add the service of Malacha, you add another person. Biyoma Kippurim, the Anush Karis, Shisha. Yom Kippur, which is Karis, you add six. Shabbos, the Ika Isser Skila, Shiva, period. So we end off that you do not add a fourth on a fast day. Now we're taking it back to something we mentioned on Amud Aleph, Gufa, Rav Ikal, Bavil, B'tayin Nesibur. Rav visited Bavil and Tayin Nesibur, and what happened? Kam Kar B'Sifra, he got up and he leaned, Pasach Baruch, Chasam, Lo Baruch.
Nafukuli alma on payu v'rav lo nafal on pay. They all fell down on their faces, and they were by tachanun time, and he did not fall down on his face. Frak the Gemara. My time, rav lo nafal ape. Why didn't he fall on his face? Answer is ritzpa shel avanim haisa. The ground is made out of stones. V'tan you learned in a brisa. V'evin maskis lo sitnu ba'artzechem lishtachavos aleha. This is referencing you're not allowed to bow down and lie down on a stone floor in your land, which means where you live, you're not allowed to do such a thing. However, we dash him for that. In your land, you are allowed to bow down and prostrate yourself and bow down on a thing in the Beis Hamikdash. Kedula Kula says, "Amar Ula, lo asetoyra el ritzba shel avanim bilvad." So that's why he didn't bow down, because of the stone floor. Ihachi Mayri Rav. What does it do with Rav? I feel a cool name. Why did everyone else bow down? It doesn't make any sense. Says no, because God made the Rav have it. The floor, which was stone, was only in front of him, but the rest of the area where they were bowing down didn't have stone floor. I have Elizabeth Gabi Tsubur, why doesn't he just go where they were and then bow down? And then do tachanun. Lo boy limitzach tzibur. He didn't want to make a tircha de tzibura that they should have to go ahead. Rashi says im yelach yamdu mipanav. If he goes, they're going to stand up for him. V'boy same another answer is Rav pishut yadayim v'raglayim havavod. Rav, so when he would bow down, he didn't do like they did. He would lie down with his arms and legs all fully extended. Rashi says because you know for lapanav v'sharet tzibur lo yos again. That wasn't the minhag that they did there. Uke de ula, and that is like ula. That's the thing that's also to do, the full on. The Amar Ula, lo asatar ela pishut yadayim v'raglayim havavod, which means that they were allowed to do what they were doing because it was even on a stone floor, because it wasn't a full out stretch, and he was. V'lipala ape v'lolevid pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Why doesn't he just fall like they do? He says, no, lo mishanim imin hagei. He didn't want to go and switch from the minig that he did. Rashi says, lo yerotza l'shanos imin hagei. He didn't want to change what his minig was. Another answer, v'yoyisema, adam chashav shiny kid Rebbe Lazar. A person like Rebbe Lazar, adam chashav shiny, like Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Rebbe Lazar, like he said, ain't Adam Chashev Rashai Lipal Apar of Elim Kain Nane. Adam Chashev is not allowed to go and fall on the floor unless he's going to be answered. Rashi says, "Klomi Elim Kain Batuach BeMaisev Shunana BeTfilasa." He knows that who he is, and he's such a Chashev person, his tefillos are going to be answered. Ki Yehoshua ben Nun, like the story of Yehoshua ben Nun. Sefer Yehoshua. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua, Kum lach, Lama zeh ata nofel al panecha." Right, so that's what happened. Like it just says, "Dechse Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua, Kum lach." Tan Rabbanan. Now we get into just different types of ways that people will bow down. Kida is alapayim. When you use the lashon of kida, means on the face. Shenar avatikod basheva apayim eres. The pasuk says malachim on her face. Kriya al birkayim. When it says v'nachnu koreim u'mushtahavim, kriya means kriya with the kaf means coming on the knees. V'hu v'cheinu omer mikroa al birkav. Another pasuk in Malachim says from bowing on his knees. When it says lashon v'shtachava, it means the full out arms and legs. What are we going to go about? Down to you on the ground? Levi achai kida levi. This should look familiar because we saw this in two Gemaras so far. The Levi tried to sell it in Tainis last and in Sukkah. Levi tried to go out and do Kida. That's another type of shtickle where you put like all your weight on your. You go down onto your thumbs, and it ends up putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the lower back. And what happened was, is when he tried to do it, he ended up becoming lame. It messed up the way he was able to walk, the way he was able to, yeah, mess him up big time. And he did that, and he, let's try again. Levi Achve Kida Kameh the Rebbe. He showed in front of the Rebbe, and he became lame. Bad news that this ended up happening. Now, Frank the Gemara. Wow, Vahaka Garmalay, is that what caused the fact that he became lame? Vahm Rabbi Elazar, the Olamayiti Achadim Dvarim Klapi Maila, a person should never throw his words, Klapi Maila. This is the one in Tainus, it says. The one in Kida alone was by the Simchas Beis Shueva, we learned that. But here, Leolam, don't throw your words up to Shemaim. Sharia Adam Gadol, Itiach Dvarim Klapi Maila, Itla. He ended up speaking and complaining against Hashem and ended up becoming lame. Umani, and who was that? Levi. Rashi brings the Gemara in Tainus Chaf. Hey, and he says that Alisa Lamarim Veina Tamashkeh Chabanecha, there was no rain that was coming down. He says, you went upstairs, you don't care about your children, even for Kai, so you don't speak like Hashem. So, was it because of the fact that he did Kido, or for the fact that he spoke towards Hashem? And it says, Gemara, Havaha, Garmalay, both of them caused it. And that means because he spoke disrespectfully towards Hashem, that opened him up to this matzav that he puts himself into a situation which could be dangerous, i.e., Kida, that he ended up, he can get hurt, and that's what ended up happening.
Last line for the day. Amar Rav Chia Bar Avin Chazina Lular Abaye. I saw Abaye. Beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel. Virava and Rava Dematzle Atzluye. That when they would go and do Tachan, they would lean on the side. Rashi says, Al Tzideim Velonofan Alpanim, and then fall on their face. Mamish. Fishein Adam Chashe Veshaili Palabano, because they shouldn't be lying down, going down all the way on their face. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.